اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد عجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. This is Habibullah Fasizadeh. And we are here with our brothers, Sayyid Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, brother Hussein Musa and brother Hussein Ruhullah. So they all are from Sevier International Schools Network and they have joined us. We really welcome them all. So the second welcome goes to our respected brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now. Thank you so much for joining us. Hello, Hussein Musa. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you good?
Yes.
That's great. And how about Hussein Ruhullah?
I'm good also.
Good?
Yes.
Would you say salam to our brothers and sisters?
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I represent them, okay? Ali Nasir, how are you?
Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah.
Are you good?
Alhamdulillah, what about you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Everyone is good, alhamdulillah. Okay. How about Fawad Haider?
Fine, are you okay?
I am okay. How about you?
I'm always okay.
Alhamdulillah, that's great.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me, and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows, words heal the soul. Most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat.
So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. Now, we are going to, inshallah, continue our Quranic sessions. So the last topic in the previous session we were working on and studied was about the rules of Tanween and Nun Sakin. So we learned, alhamdulillah, the Izhar rule, which was to clearly pronounce the Nun sound or the Tanween sound, right?
Yes.
And later on, we started introducing the rule Idgham. Right? The rule?
Idgham.
So, there was a Persian poem I told you. Who remembers that poem? Let's review that poem, okay? So, it's all about the rules of Tanween and Nun Sakin, and also another poem talking about the letters, the throat letters, okay? Tanween wa Nun Sakina Hukmash Bidan A Hushyar, right? So it means the rules of Tanween and Nun Sakina. Oh, you a smart boy or a smart girl, whoever you are, understand it well, okay? Okay, Hussein Musa? Okay?
Yes.
Dar harf halq idhar kun. In Urdu we say, what do we say in Urdu? Idhar karo? Idhar karo, okay? So in whenever you meet, okay, the throat letters, you have to apply the rule?
Izhar.
How many throat letters we had?
Seven.
Seven. One is Fawad Haider, yes?
Six.
And number seven is Fawad Haider.
We have six.
Throat letters we had. And which were one were those letters?
Ein, Rein, Swad, Lord.
Say the other verse of the poem.
No, I don't remember.
Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ein,
Rein. Rein.
حرف حلقي شيش بواد أي نوري عين همزة هاو حاو خاو عينو
عين.
Okay, so these six letters. So apply the rule إظهار whenever you meet. Sorry, whenever the noon or tanween, the noon ساكن or tanween meets what? Approaches what?
Throat letters.
Throat letters. Apply the rule إظهار. در يرملون إدغام كون. Apply the rule إدغام whenever the tanween or noon ساكنة approaches. Yermalun letters. What are Yermalun letters? We'll discuss. Ye, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun. These six letters. Six throat letters we have. Six Yermalun letters we have. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
And Dar Nazde Ba Qalbi Be Mim. Okay? It means whenever the Tanween or Nun Sakina approaches the letter Ba. Okay? The letter Ba. Tanween. Or Nun Sakin plus another word starts with the letter ba.
Yes.
Here you have to change the Nun sound, the Nun Sakin sound, or the Tanween sound, which are both the same. Yes.
Yes.
Nun
yes.
Sound.
You have to change it to a meme. Qalbi be meme. Okay. Change it to
meme.
Okay, Hussein Musa. Like how you produce a half meme sound, not a complete meme sound. If you change it to a complete meme sound, it means that is a meme. That's not a noon or tanween. But it is not. It is tanween or meme, okay? Or noon. Noon is akin, okay? So here you just change it to a slight or a soft meme sound. This way. Okay, that we will talk about it. Yes, Fawad Haider?
Is it possible that two rules are applied on the same time?
No. Maybe ghunna we have. Yes, ghunna. Okay? Ghunna. So we studied these four rules, okay? These four rules. Now, the last rule that I will tell you, okay? Then I will answer your question. Okay, whenever you see the letter ba, okay? You have to change the tanween or nusakin to a soft meme sound. And dar ma baqi ikhfa bihar. Okay? With the rest of the letters, so six throat letters. Yeah. Six throat letters and six yarmalun letters and one, the letter ba, iqlaq. How many letters?
13.
13 minus 28? Whose math is good?
15.
15? So with the 15 letters, okay, you have to apply the rule? Ikhfa. That's it. That's
simple.
Very simple. How many letters are there that we apply the rule ikhfa?
15.
How many letters we should apply the rule idhar?
Six
letters. How many letters we apply the rule idgham?
Six
letters. How many letters we apply the rule iqlab?
One.
6, 6, 1, 15. Okay? 13 letters. The three other rules with 15 letters. The rule?
Ikhfa.
That's very easy. وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Your answer now. We studied the tanween. We are like doing the tanween or nun sakin rules, okay? It means one of these rules must be applied. Okay, so if there we have tanween or nun sakin plus we don't have two letters at the same time, okay, on the top of each other, okay? For example, the letter ba and the letter jim on the top of each other. One ikhfa, one iqlab, no. We don't have. We have tanween plus or nun sakin plus one letter comes, then the rest of the letters come after that first letter, okay? Like this it is. So we don't have like two letters on the top of each other, okay? Does a word start with two letters? Start with two letters?
No.
It starts with one letter and continues, yes? With
yes.
The other letters. Did you get your answer? Okay.
If we sometimes idgham, merge letters, it gives a sound of ikhfa.
Ikhfa.
Like a hiding sound when you're doing idgham.
No, it's ghunna. Look, it's the ghunna. I will tell you, okay? The ghunna is a special rule, okay? It is applied with the idgham rule, okay, Fawad? And also it's applied with ikhfa rule. Ghunna, the nasal sound. This sound. This sound is applied both with idgham and also the rule ikhfa, both of them, okay? Uh-huh. But idgham itself, ikhfa itself, iqlab itself, or idhar itself, no. We do not apply both of them at the same time on one example, okay? No. We have the ghunna rule, okay? Ghunna is applied both with idgham and also with
ikhfa.
Idgham and ikhfa, okay? That nasal sound. Okay, alhamdulillah. Now we have an introduction to all our rules. In the previous session, we finished the rule of idhar and we applied it on Surah An-Nazi'at and also Surah Al-Ghashiyah. So now, alhamdulillah, you learned idhar. Now listen to the rule idgham. We will take a quick review of the rule idgham. Then, inshallah, we'll go through the Surah Al-Ghashiyah, inshallah, okay? And apply all the rules of idgham on Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Ready?
Yes. Yeah,
let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam.
Okay, the rule idgham, as the word idgham says, what does idgham mean in Arabic?
Merging.
Idgham means merging, okay? Or making one. For example, you have your mobile phone and the charging cable, okay?
Combine?
Yeah. You make them one. You plug the cable into the phone,
merging.
They are connected to it together, okay?
Yes.
Or for example, you insert a flash card, whatever, okay? To your laptop or mobile phone, whatever. So insert it, yes? Idgham means insert, to insert something into something, okay? Or to merge two things together.
Combine.
Yeah, combining, okay? Making them one. Or for example, look, you, we have, for example, the... we have one stuff here, okay? The other stuff here. You combine them together. For example, you change the thing on the left side to the thing on the right side. You change them, okay? This is also called merging or idgham in Arabic. Did you get it?
Yes.
That's the word idgham, okay? But when it comes to tajweed rules, idgham means to merge one letter to other letter, okay? One yes. letter to the other letter. For example, you have the letter, dal, you merge it with the letter ta, okay? You merge it into the letter
ta.
Okay? So dal will be changed to
ta.
We have this kind of idgham as well. We have idgham with noon, saakin, and tanween. We have idgham with the other letters. We have two types of idgham. Okay? Inshallah, we'll study them. So, now we are doing idgham with noon, saakin, and tanween. Okay? It means we change or we merge the noon, saakin, or tanween into other letters. What are those letters? Ye, ra, ma, la, wa, na. Yarmalun. These six letters. We have put them together to make a word yarmalun. Okay? So, what letters are there that we have to merge tanween or noon saakin with them? What letters? Ya, ra, ma, la, wa, na. Yarmalun. Yarmalun. So, that is the rule idgham. Idgham means to mix or to put one thing into another thing. Okay? It is the mixing or entering of a saakin letter into a mutaharrik letter following it so that they become a single mushaddad letter, okay? Sometimes we have meme, we have another meme. You merge them together. Allah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Savior International Schools Network. See you inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطي